This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, comedian Gwen Sunkel. She's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here with more of my amazing made-for-TV offers exclusively for the Bob and Tom Show. And, of course, it's that time of year again when the temperatures rise and the humidity becomes so overwhelming that the only way to remove your underwear is with a putty knife. Well, not anymore. Thanks to my amazing dehumidifier pants. Yes, we've harnessed the same dehumidification technology that has kept your basement dry and mold-free all these years and aimed it at your private areas. And with a lightweight microprocessor, whisper quiet motor, and easy to empty back pocket water tray, no one will even know you're wearing dehumidifier pants. Say goodbye to chafing, itching, and rashes. No more prickly heat, thigh burns, or swimmer's scrotum. Your undergarments will stay comfortable and dry, so getting through the dog days of summer will seem like a breeze. A cool breeze. Dehumidifier pants come in stylish khaki and faux khaki. Only $39.95 each or three for $199.95 plus shipping and handling. You can also choose whether or not you want a front or rear facing overflow valve. Oh. Before ordering, simply decide which kind of accident you would rather people think you just had. Then place your order accordingly. Do not attempt to sit, bend, crouch, kneel, lie down, lean, run, jump, or pray while wearing dehumidifier pants.
Dehumidifier pants should always be removed before attempting to use the bathroom or walking near the ocean.
Yes, you can do anything in your dehumidifier pants than you do in your regular humidity trapping pants. But wait, there's more. Call in the next 2 minutes and I'll throw in a set of a new line of the wildly popular scrotum coasters just in time for your summertime guests who are just hanging out at your house. Ice-cooled scrotum coasters. Ice baggy. And the next 100 callers are going to get our new shredded wheat hammer. Absolutely free. Fine. You can enjoy breakfast the way it was always meant to be. Just hit it and forget it.
That's right.
Call today. I'm Billy Mazing.
Yeah!
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Keep your eyes on your paper. I don't want to see any cheating. If I see cheating, you're going to be failed immediately.
Did you ever cheat on a test, chick?
I did not. I did not have to.
That's right. Ooh, you didn't.
Look at you.
You are one of the smarter people I know.
Well, I have.
Really?
What are they?
Yeah.
Where
do you hang out?
Hang on. I forget what they call it. photographic memory. That's what I have.
You have something because you remember everything.
Yeah.
Amazing.
There's Christy.
He remembers nothing.
No, he's got a good brain.
He's
a good memory.
He couldn't remember
2 minutes ago that we had a certain person in the studio.
Okay, that's different. I'm talking about history, trivia, movies.
Chick often forgets things that didn't happen.
Yeah. And sees through somebody who's lying. Ace, I'm Chick at the Dude Wipe Sports Desk. Tom, we have a special guest. Please, let's not argue.
Yeah. Oh, no. If I introduce her, then you'll go, I don't remember. She was never in here.
Well, I'll remember now.
Am I going to have to take pictures of every guest so you remember?
Oh, we should have anyway. Wall. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Put pictures up on the wall.
Okay, joining us in the studio.
Instead of these weird posters.
Comedian Gwen Sunkel.
Hey.
Rhymes with uncle.
Yeah.
Hey, Gwen, how are you?
Doing great. I'm so excited to be here.
Really?
We're excited to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you. Obviously, over there, we've got problems.
I feel like the exact same way. The opposite.
Only the opposite.
So it's interesting because when I asked Gwen how she pronounces her last name, she said it's Sunkel like uncle. And then a few minutes later, Chick walked in the room and he goes, hi, I'm Chick, Chick like chicken. And it dawned on me that
Uncle Chicken?
I don't have that.
Yeah, we should start a show just called Uncle Chicken, and we'll spin off of the Bob and Tom.
Uncle Chicken does sound good.
It's Uncle Chicken.
You two get hooked up. But yeah, I can't say it's Tom like...
You got Tom.
I've got it.
Tom like prom.
It's Uncle Chicken.
Yeah, I just said that.
Get it? No, it's Uncle Chicken.
Oh,
right. But it's Uncle Chicken.
I see.
That's been a big problem my whole life. Like, people will be talking about me when I'm not in the room, and they'll be like, oh, Gwen's uncle. And people will be like, who is Gwen's uncle? And why are we talking about that?
I don't even know Gwen.
You're talking about his uncle. Like, somebody who goes by just uncle is definitely has like an ankle bracelet.
You have a tattoo?
Yeah, I got several tattoos.
You do?
Oh, tattoos.
Yeah. I just got a glimpse of that. I can't see it from here. What is it?
It's a horseshoe that says Lucky.
So cool.
So disgusting.
Chick is
so disgusting.
Terrible.
Chick is the one.
They're just awful.
I hate them too.
Where did you get yours done?
Here in town.
Okay.
I have a guy.
Nice.
You got to have a tattoo guy.
He's a great guy.
I got mine done at a Spirit Halloween.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, it used to be a Spirit Halloween.
They do those? Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, it was really bad if Spirit Halloween looked around and it was like, we could do better next year. Instead, we'll turn it into a tattoo shop.
Wow. Can I see it? Can you hold it up?
Sure.
Get a good look at it.
Tom, okay.
It's upside down for you. But
one of the many things we differ on, Tom and I disagree on almost
everything. It's a
everything,
horseshoe, right?
Including tattoos. He would never, ever, ever get a tattoo.
I think they're cool if they're cool, if there's a good reason.
And he seriously does look down on people that have tattoos.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, Gwen.
Not true.
I have a couple of very nice tattoos that are covered by my shirt, but yeah, I'm in the phase of my life where I'm just kind of getting joke tattoos.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, just treating my body like a trapper keeper.
Remember the trapper keeper?
Yeah.
Decorated, put stickers
a must
on it.
For anyone going back to school.
Yeah. Everybody had a trapper keeper.
Draw that S with like the pointy.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not familiar with this.
You're not?
What is it?
Well, but where you went to school, you probably.
You would have liked the trapper keeper.
No. Tom had folios in a briefcase.
Oh, yes.
I did not have a briefcase.
A binder with folders in it and all kinds of. Yeah.
And you could put your pencil case in there.
They were often branded or with cool designs.
And you didn't have a trapper keeper. You had a gentleman named Arthur. Of your belongings.
If you had a briefcase, you'd get pounded.
Would you have a backpack? No, you didn't have a backpack.
No, you just carried your books loose at all times.
Had your stuff loose in your hands?
Absolutely.
Yes. What if you had to like get in a fight on the playground or something?
Yes! Were there many fights on the playground?
You paid a guy to fight for.
Arthur, take care of this, will you?
Did your teachers make you take a paper bag and wrap the book covers?
Yes. In elementary school, we did that.
Did you have to do that?
No.
Yeah, and we could decorate the paper bag
to protect the books.
We had actual book covers that
you did
on,
you like know. The clear liners.
No, they were dark, heavy construction paper, dark blue.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever get lucky and get issued a math book where the kid from the previous year had put in all the correct answers?
No.
No, I didn't.
It sounds like something you
the only thing
do.
I'd find in school books would be the occasional booger. What the hell's this?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Didn't you
you never found the odd booger in a book?
No.
Didn't you find a condom in a book one time?
I did. Yeah. I did. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's not a book. That's a wallet.
It was a hot book, though.
Really hot. Yeah. You would have. That was just someone being considerate and leaving you a condom because you knew.
Are you kidding
me? On the right page.
Was this in high school?
This never happened. Jake and I are very good.
Very convincing. Yeah. We're going to find out more about Gwen in just a second. We have to get Christy Lee to weigh in from that news desk over there.
As we're talking about school, how about words? The Collins Dictionary has declared...
Never heard of this Collins Dictionary.
Yeah, the Lesser Dictionary.
Yeah, that's this whole story I hate.
First of all, they said Webster can kiss our ass. And then they said, I know.
The Collins Dictionary has declared brat its 2024 word of the year.
Okay, this did have a big
It was big this summer, yeah. The word used by singer Charlie XCX as the title of her sixth studio album has been defined as...
Yes.
Characterized by a confident, independent, and hedonistic attitude.
Oh.
Collins.
So what was this?
Lexicographers.
So they're bragging about being a brat. That's the thing? Is that the old point of this?
Yeah.
Said more than a hugely successful album, Brat is a cultural phenomenon that has resonated with people globally, and Brat Summer established itself as an aesthetic and a way of life.
This is an internet thing.
Strictly. We're reclaiming Brat. Where it's no longer an insult. It's
there used to be Brat dolls. Do you remember those?
Yes.
Yeah. Brats with a Z?
Yeah, B-R-A-T-Z.
Entirely too sexy for a doll.
They were something.
Like a teeny tiny waist and a big old butt and all sorts of things.
Dark hair, kind of goth.
And I've never, I'm with Josh and Chick. I've never heard of the Collins Dictionary.
No, I haven't either.
I think they're just
inferior
trying to get
dictionary.
But keep reading about the other
among the dictionary's word of the year finalists.
Yes,
raw dogging, which we talked about on the show.
Now this started as a
raw dogging
sex thing.
Yeah, no condom.
Right, but now it's taking a long haul flight with no devices or distraction.
That's right. We did talk about
the news story, but which is so dumb.
That's kind of a funny phrase for that.
Yeah, why not?
Raw dogging.
You mean getting on an airplane when you're not allowed to read anything?
It just
or listen to anything. You just have to sit there.
Yeah.
Well, or I think it can also mean like going out in public, not intoxicated, or not having taken your psych meds. Maybe.
Oh, it also means that.
It can just mean like I'm doing.
Me.
Living in the world.
Doing
just
me.
No protection.
To be more precise, which psych meds are you taking?
There's a list in your office.
Okay. you guys can compare. And
exactly.
So that's another thing with the... you know something?
What?
I'm looking at the actual dictionary here.
Which one?
You're exactly correct, Gwen. It says raw dogging a mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so refers to not taking. Very good. I had not seen that. Wow.
I actually work for the Collins Dictionary.
You do?
Yeah, I'm here to convert all of you from the
Merriam-Webster.
The Merriam-Webster.
I'm an Oxford man myself.
Funk and Wagnall.
I thought you were a Webster guy since you went to Webster University.
They have nothing to do with the dictionary, and it's because there was a falling out between the Webster brothers.
Oh, really?
I thought there was Merriam and Webster. I thought they were...
Yeah,
let's not muddy the waters with that crook Merriam.
Okay,
it's a hyphenate.
Didn't you leave some condoms in a dictionary one time?
I did. Yeah.
Speaking of raw dogging and traveling, a new survey reveals the most common stressors people face while traveling.
Okay,
companions.
You pick your companions. Mm. The poll of 1,000 Americans commissioned by the headphone company JBL found that the top travel stressors are. Misplacing important documents. That would be very stressful.
You can't get in the plane because
you've had that happen. I remember. Remember when you were looking for passports or something?
Oh,
can't imagine.
No, there was a time several years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, where there was a 6-month wait for a passport.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How dare they make us wait like that?
It was 6 months.
I think I can prove that I'm an American fairly quickly.
Yeah, look at my golden retriever.
Yes.
The Canadian tuxedo you're wearing would beg to differ.
Nice meeting you, Gwen. Shame your car
your last
been towed. Oh, you better go. No, that no longer is happening, but they got super backed up on passports. And that was, and one of my girls had to not go on our vacation.
Ooh. Yep. missing a
she
flight.
She had the best week of her life. She,
you know something?
I don't know what it is, but the air smells better.
If you were to ask her, she would say it was the greatest week of her life.
Missing a flight is right up there, along with losing your luggage. The most common annoyances among travelers are seat recliners.
I'm not wrong on this. If they don't want me to recline my seat, don't let the seat do that.
I'm kind of with Chick on that, I think it should be banned. More planes that recline.
But didn't they already have the seats built and designed, and then they just kind of moved them on closer? Isn't that what happened?
I don't. Probably. To squeeze any penny they can.
What if the guy behind me has his seat reclined? Is it okay for me to recline?
We have to have a conference call. All right, everybody in the aisle seats, get online. We're going to vote.
Just answer the question.
No, you should never recline your seat.
Never.
But Chick makes a point though. If the person in front of you does, the only way to sort of comfortably exist then is for you to recline.
And then what about the guy behind you?
Everybody has to do it then.
What about the guy in the last row?
So you're paying it backward.
I know, it's terrible. I'm not for it. But I'm just saying you kind of have to.
If they do it in front of me, they get punished.
What do you do? Kick
gum in the hair.
Oh.
No, you take your shoes and socks off, put the feet right up there on the arm.
That works too.
Because here's a problem too. I'm a large man and I will accidentally recline the seat. Not realizing.
Yeah. Okay.
This happened last week. I reclined on Oscar and didn't know it, and I was asleep.
Oh.
You guys were in the same bed?
That is
so hot.
How else are we to make love in the middle
of the
night?
That's where the dream came from.
Do you find his beard tickles you?
Down there?
Yeah. Could we move on? I'm so sorry. What other stresses do people find while traveling?
Other annoyances include neighbors who do not use headphones.
Howdy, neighbor!
on the plane. And when a fellow passenger chooses to sit next to you on a nearly empty flight. Well,
First off, that nearly empty flights don't exist.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
And they give you a seat, and you have to ask to move now. A lot of times, they don't let you just move around.
But I would be mad if there were empty rows and somebody sat right next to me. I'd go,
you mean like it happens in the parking lot every day or at every restaurant you go to where there's only one other table and they sit you right next to the woman wearing patchouli in the bad case of I can't shut up? Yeah.
I feel like that's a specific instance.
I'm just glad that JBL headphones weighed in on these travel annoyances, because if there's one source that I trust for information about travel, it's the people who make JBL headphones.
Well, and over 80% of respondents of this survey believe wearing headphones in public is a basic travel etiquette.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Well, who wouldn't?
I know. Who's
wear headphones?
Who's listening to something without headphones?
Hey, look, I got a boombox. It's a classic.
65% of those polled believe airline staff should step in when passengers play audio without headphones. They do that. They even announce now sometimes on the announcements. If you're going to, you must use headphones if you're going to use your
Last flight I was on, I needed someone to be wearing smell-canceling headphones.
What is wrong with you?
Where are you going?
They hop on board, and they've got this giant styrofoam thing. It appears to be some kind of foreign lunch that has...
Some kind of goat taco with cilantro and
God knows what else.
You're the first person I've ever met that has dietary xenophobia.
I have a friend, and when she travels, she takes hard-boiled eggs from home.
Okay, that's no good.
I was like, immediately to jail, man.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I'm like, you just have to buck up and pay $12 for a sandwich like the rest of us at the airport. Sorry.
Yeah, but to eat it before you get in the plane.
Or before you get in the airport, even. Like, that is not a public food.
Yeah, you cannot go a couple hours without eating. Come on.
Josh and I were talking about this. Before I get on a plane, I don't drink anything or eat anything, because the last thing I want to have to do is go to that restroom.
100%.
You get that build up and you look up, you've really got to go, and the seatbelt sign's been on.
There's a foreigner in there.
I'm just saying.
They don't smell like that here in the U.S. of A, buddy.
You ever smelled a foreign dump? Man.
It's the worst.
I love those funny video shows that just can't get enough. The cavalcade of concussions. Boy, that's funny stuff. They're tripping in Poughkeepsie. They're slipping in Des Moines. But the ones that win $10,000 are all trauma to the groin. A trauma to the groin, boys. Trauma to the groin. And nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty. There is no joke divine or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin. One day while in the garden, I stepped upon a rake. The blow intense and accurate, an impression it did make. My children caught it all on tape, thought it was the funniest thing. And I choked a curse out through my tears as they began to sing. Oh, a trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the groin. Nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty. There is no joke divine or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin. Bravo. Woo. Well, I won the money, though I failed to see the joke. Hey, each to his own, I guess. And most of the dough, well, don't you know, paid the bill to the EMS. So let us see a show of hands and let it be resolved that a trauma's much more funny if your own groin's not involved. Oh, trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the boys. Nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty. There is no joke divine or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.